Sitting in somebody else's cluttered office and drinking a cup of instant coffee, McWay Dang insists he has not been in the United States for 4 years.
13 days before it becomes 4 years.
During that time, he's earned a college degree in economics and philosophy here at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. That wasn't exactly what Deng had in mind when he applied for a Banaa scholarship from the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya, which uses the British system of education.
I thought that I'm coming to law school, and then I was told that I have to do undergrad 4 good years. So I ended up doing something else, but it's still my goal. If possible, I still want to go to law school.
Deng also started a blog about South Sudan while he was here. That is, a sort of personal newspaper on the internet he writes himself. He says people at the embassy and in NGOs around town know him because of his blog, especially because of an article he wrote about what he calls the top 13 corrupt government officials in South Sudan. Deng says he's not afraid to speak up, in part because he wants to start having a voice even now, when he's only in his mid-20s. His inspiration, he says, was the young people who arranged the money and the support for him to study in the U.S. in the first place.
When I came, I thought that I was going to meet these rich, older, wiser people with big pot belly. But when I met them at the airport, they were wearing shorts, funny T-shirt, and they were young, some were even younger than me. But already this is what they have done.
Since that day, a lot has changed for those young people, too. Evan Faber is a co-founder and acting director of Banaa. He's also in his mid-20s. He says that in the last 3 years, the group has brought two other students, one from Darfur and one from the Nuba Mountains, to study at U.S. universities.
What we wanted to accomplish was having a student come here and be able to share with us their experience and share their perspective and be able to use the opportunities that you have here in the United States at GW, the University of Rochester, universities here in the United States, make really great contacts and bring those contacts back home.
As the first Banaa scholar, McWay Dang is now fulfilling the second part of Banaa's vision by returning to South Sudan, a country that didn't exist independently when Dang came to the U.S., and a home he hasn't been to since he was 6 years old.
When I came here, it was very confusing because this was a new country. People were strange, culture was strange, everything was like unreal. And it appeared I will be experiencing the same thing when I will be back in Juba.
Deng isn't even sure yet who is meeting his plane or where he's going to live. But he knows he'd like to start making a difference in his country as soon as possible.
I am seeing myself as part of that generation that took over from people that were fighting using guns and now fighting using ideas, using development, using peace to bring about a new, better country.
When Evan Faber hears Deng say that, he beams.
Makwe's perspective is exactly what we've been hoping would be the result of the Banaa scholarship. I couldn't be prouder of him.
Then, both wearing suits that are much too big for them, Faber and Deng go upstairs to a reception hall at George Washington University for one last celebration before Deng begins his next journey, a journey home. For VOA News, I'm Kelly Nuxall.